that scares me because I don't know what's coming out. Okay, my name's Kathy, and I'm a compulsive overeater.
Hi, Kathy.
Thank you for asking me to share. Cheryl called me, and you know what? I think I want to talk about miracles and self-forgiveness. A miracle that I had was I picked up the phone when Cheryl called. And she called me before and I didn't pick up the phone. I shouldn't have done it this time, but I'm just kidding. We started talking. She asked me to share. I said yes because that's what you're supposed to do in this program. I haven't been to Skibby for a while and I said I needed to show up. So I'm here. And then we started talking, and she's all, "Oh, I'm going to the gym." And I'm like, "Oh, that's cool. What gym?" And she's going to my gym. And then she said, "Oh, and I have a trainer." And I said, "Oh, so do I." And she said, "Who her trainer was?" And I said, "That's my trainer." And I'm like, "Oh my God." It was just like this little miracle because I picked up the phone and we just kind of pumped each other up, you know? And that's what happens when I'm willing to show up, you know, and I don't have to look far for the miracles if I just look, if I just show up. I was raised for the first 10 years of my life by a schizophrenic alcoholic, and I pretty much had to steal my food and my meals when I went to school. And kids would bully me, and I would get in trouble for stealing. And so that, I don't know about you guys, but that when you're first born, you're like, "Wow, I'm great," because everybody says I'm great, you know, and that little sparkle. And it slowly like dimmed in my life. And then I was adopted by a lady who was manic depressive, valium addict, and she had rage problems. And I wasn't easy to handle. I am a project still today, and I would run away. I would get high. I remember one time, and she was an overeater too. This is my adoptive mom. She would go to 31 Flavors and buy the what is it, 5 gallon that they scoop out of, and she would go home and just eat. And I already had food issues, and I remember just like she introduced me to fruits that I hadn't had and all kinds of stuff, and so my addiction flared even more, and she would make these strawberries and mash them, and I just loved them. And she would go take a shower, and I'd be like, "Nom, nom, 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 nom." And I remember one time dropping it all over the floor, and I just, because my mom was a rager, right? I'm not going to get caught with this. So I just scooped it back up in the bowl and like put it in the fridge, you know, and wiped it up real fast. Another time, I remember I have other addictions. I was pretty drunk and I had come back from doing a play at high school. And she knew I was drunk. She poured me in bed and I woke up, I guess, in the middle of the night. I was in a blackout, tiptoed downstairs, and she had made this big cake or something to take to the teachers at school. So I looked at this and I was like, and I just went in there and I was like, "Oh, no, 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 no," like a little gremlin, and put it back and then went to sleep. I woke up with a wham. "What did you do? What'd you do to the chocolate cake or whatever it was?" And I was like, "What are you talking about? I didn't do anything." And I had this cake all over my face. Like it was all on my pillow. And So my relationship obviously with food has never really been healthy. And I tried all kinds of things, and I'm allergic to anything that's a white powder, including cocaine and speed. And flour. I've tried it all, and I have an allergy, and I cannot do it. I told Cheryl that I've been in relapse, and she said, "Oh, that's okay. Come speak anyway." And I was like, "Shit." But I'm glad I did. I am saying a lot. I've realized that I've had a hard time, and I realized this last night. I got in a car accident about 4 years ago, and I haven't forgiven myself. I haven't forgiven myself, and I was sitting there going, something made me think. I don't know what it was, whether it was something I read or on TV, and they talked about trauma. And I thought about, well, I haven't had any trauma, so what's wrong with me, you know? And then I thought, something slapped me. And I was like, oh my God, my car accident. And I know it was a long time ago, but I've learned in my life to disconnect myself from my body. And I have a lot of pain, and pain is a trigger for me. I have four pieces of metal in me, and they're wanting to do more operations. And so they want to operate on my back and my neck and my hip. And I just have gone into an overwhelming, this is too much depression. And just looking at the mountain and, you know, thinking, oh my God, I'm 62 and they want to do all this surgery. And, you know, I stopped there when I know that I need to invite God into the situation, and forgiveness. And mental health needs to come first, and the body will repair, and I will do what I need to do. I don't know if I'm making any sense right now. And so I'm in pain, and pain is a trigger, and my husband is a sugar addict, and he doesn't admit it. And I feel like we're Archie Bunker and what's his wife's name?
Edith.
Edith, and we're sitting in our recliner chairs. I just showed my age. And just going, oh, okay, pass me cookie, you know? And don't get me wrong, I do have abstinence for periods of time. And that's because I keep coming back. And I was thinking about it today. And I have lost 42 pounds from my top weight. But I just haven't gone past that. There's times I have, you know, I lost another 10 and then I gained it back. I've tried the shots. I've tried it all, and it just comes back to God and surrender. And surrender and trust is very difficult for me. So difficult because I've always had to rely on me. Even at 5 years old, I was the one that had to go to the liquor store for my mom. They allowed us to do that back then. With a note saying, let my daughter buy some wine, and here's the money. And then I would steal candy, you know? And maybe it was six or seven. And so I've always had to be the one, you know? And Just trusting in God, trusting in God and loving myself have been the two most difficult hurdles of my life. Trusting that everything will be okay. That's a hard, I'm sorry, that's a hard one for me. And so I've been inviting God in more and more, you know, and I just, one way that I do that is my breath. You know, I just, okay, I tried to get into therapy for the past like week now. And I don't know what it fucking is. But every phone call I get hung up on, they say I don't have insurance. They say, I mean, the universe has been against me. And so yesterday I gave up and I'm like, sorry for my potty mouth. And I took a breath and I said, I'll start Monday, you know? But if I was, I need therapy to get therapy because it's so hard to get freaking therapy. I pay for my insurance and I called the insurance. They gave me therapists to call that accept that therapy. And you talk to somebody and I'm not that I can understand and I need to call back and they hang up on me and la 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 la. Gonna be okay. I just believe I have to. One day at a time, it's gonna be okay. When I'm in pain, I eat. It's a soother. 'Cause I try not to take drugs, you know. If it gets really bad, I will. But it's like it's almost a form of abuse what I go through before I relieve myself of pain. And what I have to do, like on a daily basis, like I cleaned the kitchen yesterday. After that, I was in so much pain, you know. But I felt good, but I was in pain, you know? And I don't know. I hope that I'm trying to give you guys some hope. You know, I love the people in these rooms. The one thing that makes a big difference for me is connection. You know, connection is so important. And the women in these rooms and the men are amazing. And you guys, a lot of times, are God with skin on, you know, because I show up, you guys show me the miracles. And I think, how much time do I have?
Yeah, 6 minutes.
Okay, I'm gonna take a sip of coffee.
We're going to talk about forgiveness.
This is an addiction. Forgiveness. It's a process for me. I've forgiven a lot of people, you know, I've to the point sometimes where it's codependent, you know, I've let people walk all over me sometimes. But forgiveness, the first person that I'm having to forgive is me. And it's like I go in waves. And right now, like I'll do something and have to forgive myself for it. You know, I'm the type of person that I have to do it to find out that I shouldn't do it. You know, or I'll eat it and find out I shouldn't have ate that. Or say something. I'm a jokester, and I'll say something that is so funny in my head. And I'm hysterical laughing, and I just gotta say it, and everybody will look at, yeah, you shouldn't have said that. That's Kathy. It's she doesn't read home. I don't know where that was going. But forgiveness comes in waves. And right now, I'm angry at myself. I'm angry because I still weigh this much. I'm angry because I didn't have my seatbelt on in that accident, and I might have not had so many injuries. I'm angry because I can't. The hardest thing for me to do is to love myself and to show up for myself. And I'm addicted. If Lance is here, he probably isn't. I'm addicted to YouTube and all the chaos that's going on in the world. I'm addicted to it, and I know it's not good for me. And I retired, and what I used to do before, I'm a substance abuse interventionist for a school district, was I'd be the first one at the chaos. I'd be the first one at the drama, and I didn't realize that. And I kind of became addicted to it. And I need to put the YouTube down, man, and just focus on the meditation. I meditated this morning because I had to be able to tell you I meditated this morning. And I talked to God because I had to tell you I talked to God. No, I just I the one thing I do is I talk to God all the time. God, if anything, I've brought in closer to me. Do I know what that is exactly? I don't. I don't know if it's Pappy or, I don't know. But I know it's a feeling. I know it's an energy. I know it can be a smile. It can be a hug. It can be, for me, all types of things. It can be art. Sometimes it's my husband. So I think forgiveness, me showing up, is giving myself grace. Like, come on, girl, you got this. You got this. That's another way for me of calling God in. You got this. It's gonna be okay. There was a lady on TikTok. I'm addicted to that tea. And it was this African American lady. And she had this voice that just reminded me of being a little kid. And it just was so soothing. And of course, me, I have no filter. I'm like, will you adopt me? And she's like, well, honey. But I just was like, where did that voice that I remember that voice? And there was this African American lady that used to take care of me as a baby, as a little kid. And she was the one light in my life, And it's weird how I'm remembering more things as I get older. And they're popping up like trauma things. My mom used to leave me at school, and I'd go home with the teacher and spend the night at her house. And she'd leave me in the bar, and the waitress, cocktail waitress, would babysit me. And when somebody is late, like 10 minutes, I felt that like in my chest, like I was that kid again. That was just disregarded. That wasn't enough. That it wasn't okay. And what am I gonna do? and the only person I can trust is me, you know? And that's a trip. And I'm saying that I do need therapy, I know. Because those are the things that sometimes I eat on. And I need to give myself grace, forgiveness, love, where I didn't get it. And I'm starting to do that more ways. One of the things I do is my sponsor taught me, just, I love you, liver. I love you, pancreas. I love you, lungs. I love you, arms. I love you, hands. You know, because I feel like that pain is crying out for love and forgiveness. So I don't know what I said. I don't know if I made any sense, and I don't know if I helped anybody, but I know I showed up for me and I showed up for you. So that'll be $10 each at the door. I'll give it to Skinny Cindy. All right. I love you guys. Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy. Thank you so much.
All right.